is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 10th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of Emily Dickinson, Amherst, Massachusetts, 1830, grew up in her father's house, big brick house in Amherst, lived there with her parents and her sister. The house had a conservatory where she was able to raise plants all year round, and she was devoted to them. She had her own bedroom, a corner room on the second floor, in which she had a small wooden desk with a drawer, and there she was free to write poetry at all hours of day and night. Her relatives remembered Emily Dickinson writing verses as she went about her daily tasks. By 1865, when she was 35, she had written more than 1,100 poems. When she died in 1886, at the age of 55, her sister Lavinia discovered her sister's vast trove of unpublished poems, and she went about getting them published. It was on this day in 1884, Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was first published. He had thought about writing the book in a formal literary style and then put it aside for a few years. And when he came back to it, he narrated the story, first person Huck Finn's story told in dialect. It's the birthday of the mathematician and inventor Ada Augusta Byron Lovelace. Born in London in 1810, she was the only legitimate child of the poet Lord Byron from his marriage to Annabella Milbank. Never knew her father, who died in Greece when she was just 8 years old. When she was 17, she was taken under the wing of the mathematician Charles Babbage, who had invented what he called an analytical engine, a cog-filled machine that could perform complex mathematical calculations. And it was she, Ada Lovelace, who wrote 20,000 words worth of notes on the whole project, devising a system of codes that became the first algorithm intended to be processed by a machine. So she was the first computer programmer. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the Dewey Decimal System for categorizing books in the library, Melville Dewey, born Adams Center, New York, 1851. And it's the birthday of the poet Carolyn Kaiser, Spokane, 1925, who felt suffocated by her mother's encouragement. And after her mother's death, Kaiser said, "At last I could write without pressure, without blackmail, without bargains, without the hot breath of her expectations." Here's a poem by Emily Dickinson on her birthday. Some keep the Sabbath going to church. Some keep the Sabbath going to church. I keep it staying at home with a bobolink for a chorister and an orchard for a dome. Some keep the Sabbath in surplus. I just wear my wings, and instead of tolling the bell for church, our little sexton sings. God preaches, a noted clergyman, and the sermon is never long, so instead of getting to heaven at last, I'm going all along. A poem by Emily Dickinson, Some Keep the Sabbath Going to Church. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.